My name is Ralph Apateke Sr. I was born here on St. Lawrence Island, Gambell. It was so interesting when you grew up like our forefathers and even our parents. Like any other people in our community, what I learned from my grandfather when I was small and taking me out there and teaching me the movement of the ice and the movement of tides, currents at the point here on St. Lawrence Island, Gambell. It seems that I'm just a boy that have been doing under instructions or teachings of our parents because that has been under respect and obedience and honoring elders. We learned much how the things are going those times. It was so interesting when you became to know what they teach must be followed. I am a man that even my brothers follow what our parents teach. Our father teaches us to hunt those animals that are out there on St. Lawrence Island, like whale, walrus, seals, and other smaller animals like harbor seals. And also winter time, there's foxes around the island, and we trap a lot of fox when we learn how to hunt them. We use the catches of our seal skins and other skins to make our clothing for winter time, hunting clothes, and just the clothes that can be used out there when we work or just stay home clothes. But winter time clothing are put aside, used for hunting only. We had a reindeer skin for parka. There's sleds that made of bowhead whale baleen, all made, and make loops through the sealskin ropes and tie them together very tight. Most of our time and our growing years as a child to boyhood, those times they teach us how to hunt, but not really go there and shoot or spear or harpoon the animal. But we followed for many times without using them. We watched and how they harpoon or spear the animals through the ice at the open leaves. That's the way we learn. It's something like in other countries, go to school and learn their education. Our parents or grandparents teaches us those things. So we learn. Right now, on my age, I know very well, never forget what those rules. There are many of them out there on the sea, out here on the land. So those times we teach to our children. And then they learn and can go out themselves because they learn the movement of the ice. That's the only way we getting our living, hunting, trapping. Another way to hunt any game or animals that we eat, we try to catch. Our parents start cure what we catch and start storing them for winter use because animals go away for a while those times to the next hunting season open. Not like open, but when it came. And there are many other ways that we can tell because we learn much how to respect and how to trade other people due to their ages. And those dry meats, they'd wrap them on a piece of a walrus hide, real tight, get them up to the meat racks, which has logs. But we stored them on the meat racks will be good to use. That's the only way we cure our catch. But the excess of the meat, we cannot help because we don't have any freezers. But the dogs eat them. But now we can freeze our food and can use them all winter, even summer. That saves us lots of meat when there's freezer. It's not easy, but people and even me learn how to cure or store what we catch. That meat includes our dogs to feed them and us too. Most of the people here can eat what we catch. Even our children or grandchildren still eat our food for many, many years because they learned how to eat them. Dogs must be raised every year. The only transportation to travel around the island and use them for hunting, herding reindeer, and keep them away from other animals like wolves. Also, we use them most of our time for hunting and traveling to the other village here on St. Lawrence Island. I became a family man and raised children. It seems that it's same that I must teach them how to hunt. It's something like when they became 8 years as boys, and the girls go to their mother and watch their mother doing some sewing. Also, my father teach me how to hunt with him, and I learn and do what I had learned. It seems that every growing boys must learn those things. For many years in our growing time, it seems that there's no changes. Like winter come earlier, summertime hunting always come, and it's gone and come back again the following years. But now, at this time, it seems that there's changes. Never happened like before. Summertime, the one we pick, like greens out there and willows, are a little different now, and sometimes never come almost. Also, I think there's some changes here on the island. Most people are learning now that winter never come early like before. That holds our way to hunt now is past what we think. We used to talk about winter time, but not anymore. Winter can come when it comes now. It seems late. The movement of the sea out there on the Bering Sea, we used to have swells come around full time, brought in some seafood right along the coast and right along the beach, not anymore. When it comes high, it brought meat and seafood, not anymore now. And there's some less ducks, but we hunt going further out there, and sometimes it's pretty hard to go there now. But we still hunt because that's our food for many years. There are seasons that we start hunting, like fall hunting and winter hunting. And when the spring comes, when the ice breaks up, we start with whaling season. Now we hunt whales and got some whales on a sail, not using motors. During those times, we hunt walrus. We save hides from the female walrus. I didn't see any ground houses, but winter home they called, frame of logs. An inner part has a room with oil lamps heated year-round and keep us warm all winter. using what we catch, like reindeer skins for our mattress and floor, like screech walrus hides. We still use them for our boats to cover them. I can talk my own native language. That's the only language I learned other than any other language from Inuit people. But those Siberian Yupiks are the same language that we have. But other tribes are different. Even if they are Eskimo, they have different languages. I don't really understand much about them, but they're like Eskimos like us, probably from a further country. I went to school like any other child that when he reached the age that I joined them, and I complete eighth grade when airplanes come around and go to a higher education like high school somewhere in Alaska or somewhere in the States. Because our parents wake us up every morning, just let us go to school and learn something. I thank them about that a lot. I learned how to speak English and can understand. I'm glad that I learned that much. But our children right now, grandchildren, speak only English language. It seems that forgetting, ask questions. Are you saying something like that now? That seems to be kind of helpless. That's our language for one thing, that we use them all the time, not mixed with English language. But right now, our grandchildren or children say, "What are you saying?" We try to talk to them in our own language. Even I heard that he asked him, "Mom, what he's saying?" That's the way it is now. I've been to school when I was a boy. Like any other kid here on the island, there's some teachers come from Lower 48 just to teach. By the time they choose a man that knows about medicines, can examine people, they come here to teach English. That was part of civilization there. Whenever there's a medication, no airplane during winter time, summertime either, but on a ship they bring those medications. Those medications, I think, help many people. There's some people that can heal people. They call that gift on their hands. They went fishing and cook them. What is warm, they let us drink it. When we go down the beach, they take home seafood, a certain seafood that they give us, like aspirin or maybe other medication. It cured. I'm not want to say, oh, those kind of things didn't help us. I think they helped. I think there's something like medication. That's what I experienced too in my lifetime. And there are some healers I know. I think that's their gift. There's a word like shaman. People that are curing people, like a doctor. I agree with them. Same persons are here doing the same thing. And there's a certain way to cure them. I learned from my parents about Christianity because if I turn away, that's helpless there. Lots of people turn. Right now, I don't want to be a best man in the world, but I'm like any other person because God made us, all of us. That's what I believe. I believe in God. I was born, my parents, they are Christian people, respect and obey God. I will never forget what they say. Don't turn away from what I'm telling you. Don't. When you turn, it will end up with death. So in my lifetime now, I try to follow that part. I want to go straight ahead all the time. That's what they teach me. I'm 76 years now and will never forget what they're saying. there's changes. I think less obedient. In our schooling time, we eat our food, what we catch, and drink water, tea, and coffee. Those times, the school and people going smoothly under obedience and respect, but they brought all kinds of drugs. Anybody can do that. Any person can think and obey that. What I understand, that's very true there. They punish us because they loved us very much. Right now, there's changes, all kinds of things that younger people are using. Those kind of drugs come to us. There's people that really want to help us about what to do about those things that world has been using now, killing. When there's land radios, not TVs, 1935, somewhere in 1940, always brought up the world news. There's millions of people on the United States now. And the news, say, didn't say for 15 minutes, not one person killed right now. It's quite different there. When I was a boy, my father used to tell us that there's some kind of drugs come from Asia, this Far East, summertime. When I still work for construction, one of our children using drugs get mad. After 1 hour, our child come to say to us, "I'm very sorry what I did a while ago." We feel sorry, stop drinking and using those drugs. Sometimes a teacher called me to talk to the class. I did my best trying to explain those times. Keep away from it. You can go on. I really know that you can get a job and keep at it till you retire. When I'm alone and think about young people, I feel like crying. But on the other hand, what would happen if there's no young people here on St. Lawrence Island? We wouldn't have any food. We would starve. What are children here in any other country doing? Been using marijuana or something or drinking, but another way around here on St. Lawrence Island. They go out there getting wet, cold, and hungry, brought food for us so we can eat. I think we must love all the people. We must try to teach them. We must not give up to what we want them to be. I do not know. Sometimes I feel like crying. What would happen if those young people stay home? Every year, every day, right now they're out there hunting so that their parents can eat. When you became a family man, it's something like you're having a job. And sometimes they think about what their parents say to them. You know, it's pretty hard, pretty hard. We must not give up. Try to teach them what's going on now. Do not give up there. Keep on teaching, love them. And very important, we must educate our children so they can do something in their lifetime. Getting married, get a job, think better.